Having an amputation can quickly shrink a person's world, and technology, whether it's a high-tech brain interface or just a really well-made leg, can sometimes reopen that wider world.
Oh, God. From the age of maybe 2 to until I was 7, I must have had like 11 or 12 surgeries to try to fix my legs.
This is Stuart Olson. He lives in Seattle and works in IT.
I have a disability called Larson syndrome. All the joints, there's something wrong with them. They're bending the wrong direction. They are a little fatter in some spots. So the joints are not perfect. So they tried to fix them. They kind of worked well for some time, but then...
Well enough for you to walk?
Yes, I was able to walk without them, but then my left leg started bending the opposite direction. So it looked like duck legs.
Stuart grew up in Bulgaria, and like a lot of children with disabilities there, he was raised in an orphanage. At that time, Bulgarian institutions were kind of notorious for kids' living conditions. Stuart doesn't have a ton to say about that. As you'll hear, he's a pretty unsentimental guy. But his life changed dramatically when, at age 15, he was adopted by an American couple and moved to Vashon Island.
At 15, all I knew about was the orphanage, and I always thought that the Bulgarian border was as far as I can see from the orphanage. So then we had, for the first time ever, I went on a plane, which I've never been to, and it was just, like, crazy. It's like, and what made it weirder is, like, all the different people you saw on the plane as well. We're in the orphanage, we're isolated from people, we know people here and there, but that's about it. And as soon as, like, you go to the capital of Bulgaria, Sofia, and you realize how diverse the world is. When we landed in the States, we were so exhausted, I vaguely actually remember anything. Like, I remember New York barely. We came in, like, at 2 in the morning, I think, to SeaTac, and we went home, and that's it. And the beauty of the Vashon Island is so small, so you don't get your senses overloaded right away.
Well, that's helpful. Ease into it a little
bit.
Yeah. Did you have prosthetics at that time?
No, I did not. So we took some x-rays and stuff like that, and Children's Hospital doctor said, we can't fix it. We have to amputate them. And at the time, I didn't speak any English. So to me, it was like whatever my parents said, that's how it went. And I just went along with it. I didn't question anything. I kind of understood things, but not to the point I can argue or question things. So it was all in their hands, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember having a feeling about it one way or the other?
No. I don't want to say I was numb about the whole experience, just I was still getting used to people in general, understanding them, culture, and all that stuff. Let's just go along with it and whatever.
It must have been just mixed in with all the other disorienting stuff about coming to a new country when you're a teenager. Yeah.
Yeah. And so mid-July, we went to the hospital, and they did all the surgeries in one day. So they amputated the left leg, they amputated the right foot, they broke a bone between the foot and the knee, and I think maybe 2 months after that, I was standing on a table with 2 prosthetic legs.
Wow.
Yeah. To me, the transition after the surgery, before I started wearing the legs, was, I don't know, kind of seamless. It's just another surgery.
And you seem pretty matter-of-fact about it. You felt that way at the time, too? You didn't feel like you were grieving for part of yourself or anything like that?
No. And I think one reason is because, and that's an interesting question, actually, because my legs didn't work very well. So to me, getting them amputated, it's a solution that, in the end, be better off. At the time, I didn't know how good it would be, but it's just, okay, we amputated them, let's see what happens next.
Yeah. So what was it like to get those prosthetics for the first time?
It was the hardest thing I think I ever done. And I had a physical therapist every afternoon after school. We first started trying to stand up on a table, like put the hands on the table and stand like a normal person. And that was so exhausting. I have never used so much energy just to stand up on legs. And then slowly, she kept pushing me to do other things. So it took me 3.5 years between the time I got up from a wheelchair and stood next to a table and held with two hands for my dear life until I fell down on the ground and got up with no problem.
Early on, by the way, you must fall sometimes. And so what was that for you when you fell?
Because of my disability, I cannot bend my right leg all the way through. It stops about 90 degrees. And when I was learning how to walk, my muscles were very weak. So anytime I fell and bended more than the 90 degrees, it will break usually. So those are the falls I remember. The rest of them, I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I was able to get up and just shrug it off as nothing. And now when I fall, it's like, oh, whatever.
Early on, as you were learning how to use them, what was your relationship with your prostheses like? Did you love them, hate them? Did you think of them as a tool or as part of you or what?
Early on, it was a burden. You have to put them on, try to get up. But then I saw a picture, I think we went to Disneyland or somewhere, and I saw a picture of me with legs sitting next to my parents. And to me, that's where I think the reward is. It's like, it looks like you don't have any artificial legs.
How many prosthetics have you had in your life?
Three or four.
Three or four individual or pairs?
We don't never change them at the same time.
Okay, so three or four total.
I believe so. Maybe, let's say five. Leg is a leg at the end of the day. I have always joked about being amputated at the legs is probably the luckiest thing as a disability. Because legs are one function only. They just for walking. They're not solving puzzles. They're not doing anything. They're to get you from point A to point B. Sports, I can do it with a wheelchair. I can go skiing with a monoski. I don't need the legs to enjoy sports. I really don't.
And do you ski?
Yes, I do. I just got my own monoski. And my friend and I went 4 or 5 sessions with Outdoors for All. And I'm hoping next year to go by myself. But I'm still learning how to do it. So I don't want to take the risk yet.
Yeah. How much has the technology advanced since you started wearing prosthetics?
So the latest things for me have been my feet. I have little rotators so that I can stand, my feet can be flat on the ground and I can move my hips around and swing a little bit because the feet have rotators at the top, which give me that ability. I just got new ankles that 4 or 5 degrees of movement. It sounds very little, but it's pretty impressive when you go up a hill and down a hill.
Right.
But I think what I have works for me.
If you could invent whatever technology you wanted for your prosthesis to make improvements and make your life easier, what would they be?
I think it's to improve the fit of the leg and to be smart enough to change during the day. So the fit is always comfortable so that I can walk without thinking about maybe the leg might come off. When you start sweating, it starts moving inside a little bit and stuff like that. So it becomes very uncomfortable over the day. So having a way to stick to the skin and be solidly fit all day, that is, when they invent something like this, that's when I'll be extremely happy.